GOP Representative Kamik details how cartels are using Facebook to smuggle illegal immigrants. It's absolutely nuts. By Trent Baker on May 7, 2021. Friday on FNC's Fox & Friends, Representative Kat Kamik, RFL, discussed her recent letter scolding Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg for allowing human smugglers and cartels to openly operate on the social media platform. Kamik said while visiting the border, she found a disturbing trend from immigrants that they coordinated the logistics of entering the United States illegally through Facebook. It's wild. It is absolutely unconscionable to think that it is happening, Kamik emphasized. But I have got to tell you, my very first border trip, we had just gotten to the Dana processing facility. And there was a busload of very young children and parents with children under the age of 6. And I spoke to a 15-year-old girl. I said, "Where are you from?" She said, "Guatemala." I said, "How did you know to come here?" And she said, "Facebook." I hadn't been but 5 minutes in the Dana processing facility when I heard the term Facebook. And as I went through the facility, I kept hearing from kids, from adults, "Facebook. Yes. We coordinated logistics through Facebook. We paid through Facebook. We talked on WhatsApp, which is owned by Facebook. And it was a disturbing trend. And when I started talking with HSI and some of the Border Patrol agents, they themselves have seen this firsthand." She continued, "I figured, hey, I'm a millennial, I'm pretty savvy with Facebook. I will do a quick search. And just this morning, you know, at 6 o'clock, as I'm sitting down to do this interview with you guys, I pull up Viajes Estados Unidos. And, lo and behold, a page with directions, with routes, prices, $6,000 to come to the United States, $9,300 to get to San Antonio. It takes a simple search of get to the frontera. And that is all it takes to find out exactly who to pay, how to get here, and how you're going to get smuggled across. And they even talk about in these ads how you can take a 6-year-old or under. Or if you are a single adult, what they do to help get you across. It's absolutely nuts." According to Kamik, Facebook profited from ads for pages promoting how to cross the border while at the same time silencing conservative pages. "Instead of targeting conservatives, maybe we should focus on the cartels instead, right?" she posted to Facebook. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.